This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Don't you try to go on a hillside that's over.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Then Ellen Schroer will be in for the War Room. That, of course, is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. This is the Info War. These are the times that try men's souls. First off, I don't toot my horn for, I don't know, purposes of self flagellation. Either way, you take a beating telling the truth, but it's something I've got to do. I also don't take credit for the things we've broken here because I want the attention. We just covered the best research and the best facts we have because it's our duty to do so. And a lot of times I start the broadcast by saying my head's spinning because this place is a real war room in Austin, Texas. We are really doing research. We really have the contacts. And we're really vetting the information as well. And sometimes it'll make your head spin. In fact, the information I've got right now is so powerful that I don't even think I can even do the show right now. I think I'm going to have to do some rebroadcasts for a while and look at this information some more and then decide what I'm going to do because I've hit information overload at this point. But we've got a pretty good picture of what happened in Vegas and who's behind it and what unfolded here. But you can know this. The deep state Democratic Party wing is 100% behind this thing, and they are just a murdering pack of scum. I've also reviewed over an hour of footage shot by different people in the first 15 minutes of cell phone footage where people just have their cameras on or have their GoPros on. We're already there at the concert or in a rendering aid, and it's 100% real. You can see people fading out and dying there in Vegas in Sin City, sacrificed on the altar of globalism while laying. Now, don't show the footage, guys. Don't even show it blurred. While laying on piles of garbage and beer cans. It's just the sight. I'll never get it out of my head. And I was really thinking about playing it this morning because I knew people were going to say this was crisis actors and fake. And then I knew they were going to say that I was saying that. I called Nico at about 8 this morning and I said, I may play this video because I want people to see the truth and know this really happened. And I'm not going to let them sit there and then try to say it didn't happen and then pin it on me. So it indeed did happen. Does that mean they don't stage events? Does it mean they didn't hire crisis actors from any of these Antifa events? That's been in the news. The groups are hiring online now. Does it mean sometimes they don't stage shootings? Remember in Taiwan, it's like 10 years ago. The president of Taiwan staged a shooting of himself when he was about to get impeached and got grazed by a bullet. And the other party made the police go check, and it wasn't even a real wound. It had been staged. So that stuff goes on. And the headline will be Alex Jones questions Vegas. Well, they lied about babies in incubators in Iraq and got us into a huge war that killed over a million Iraqis. So it's okay to question. Like I question where I'm going to step as I walk down the street to make sure I'm not stepping in a pothole. But I have looked at this Vegas situation, and I've looked at the footage, and I've looked at it shot by scores of people, more than I should have watched, because it hurt my brain, and it was real. People fading out, fading away in piles of garbage with bullet holes in them. Very, very, very sad, very, very painful, and just tore my guts out. And we're going to talk about it all today. We have the big news of what's behind this and more. This is, as everybody's noticing right now, the critical juncture of the research and documentation. Just look at Drudge with the top link.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
First came and went, and with it the biggest massacre using firearms in modern history. What is it, 59 dead now, 500 plus wounded, many others fighting for their lives. Be sure and pray for the victims, pray for the survivors, pray for their families. But you think about the carnage of 600 people roughly shot, 59 dead, and you think about the communists in China killing 84 million people, according to their own publications. The CIA says it's 65 million from what they've got. And they fed the communist army off giant cook pots, cooking the people they'd executed, including children with families. That was the preferred meat. That is declassified. That is in official books published by the Communist Party of China, blaming the dictator's wife for it all. Yes, they had a, quote, reform after that. Communism killed 94 million in the 20th century. Feels need to kill again. Now, that said, so just imagine the magnitude of what happens in countries where people are disarmed. Congressman Scalise, that barely survived the Democratic Party targeting, where they intended to pin in the Republican congressman in that dugout and kill 15 of them so they could force a special election, that didn't go the way they wanted to in their Democratic Party operation. Where the New York Times advertised where to go, what to do. They didn't have security. Well, there was security there, and a good guy with a gun stopped the bad guy with a gun. And Congressman Scalise has come out and said what happened to him fortifies his belief in the Second Amendment, because it was the Second Amendment that stopped that piece of garbage. You got to ban cars because Al-Qaeda and ISIS are using them to kill thousands of people a year now. You're going to not drive your car because it's insensitive, because it'll remind somebody. They're saying the same thing. Get rid of your guns. You should feel like you've done something wrong. They are foisting this guilt down on all of us, and it's a horrible assault. And Michelle Obama has come out and said white people are the problem. Yes, we have video. Hillary said the same thing. They are making their move for race war in America. It's cold-blooded. It's admitted in the WikiLeaks. But here, ladies and gentlemen, is the good news. This is not 1995 where they can carry out an event like Oklahoma City that was a real bomb, but was staged by criminal elements of the federal government working with German intelligence and a major tax-free foundation who's recently been caught with a lot of money overseas. Yes. The Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City where the attack came out of. They weren't infiltrating it. They ran it. They commanded it. This is not 1995. And I launched this operation in 1995 to counter just such events as false flags and Waco and other events where we're lied to. And you can see the power of the individual working with other individuals, what we've now done. But if you go to drudgereport.com today, here's the big news. Then I've got more coming, probably in the third hour, fourth hour, but I've got to continue to research some areas of the data line, the research line we're going down before I release this information. We don't just put things out here to be sensational. We put it out because it's the truth. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Look at drudgereport.com. Sheriff, did shooter get radicalized? They're coming out saying they're looking into radicalization. That's because in the hotel room was Antifa and Islamic literature. And because of our FBI sources, that's being forced out in the open. What did we tell you on Monday? That he was probably on SSRIs or some other type of antipsychotic. Today it's confirmed he was. We're not sure he's the only guy. That's what's coming up later. A lot of evidence points towards him being a part of a sting operation and being set up, just like Tim McVeigh. They run the same formulas over and over again, but we're going there later. Right now, we have Colonel Schaefer, high-level intelligence, concurring with the analysis and saying that his experts in the government and experts in psychological warfare believe this guy was an Antifa radical, had accomplices, and had been wound up to carry out this attack for many reasons. But number one, his age. Number two, the target. The motive is the target. The target is the motive. You also have top forensic psychiatrists used by the federal government who examined many other mass shooters, including what happened with the Scalise shooting, and he says all the evidence points towards it being a psyop run by the liberals, basically, the Democratic Party. That's where all the smart money is that this guy was a front man for a larger submerged operation. The hotel and complex is owned by super Antifa Islamicist supporters who are huge donors of the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups, including the big Muslim affairs group here in the U.S., CARE. They would match all the employees' money if they gave to it. And I'm just saying that that should all be investigated. The insurance, all of it should be looked at. And the fact that there was cameras in the hallways and he was there 5 days and had visitors and guns everywhere. When you check into a hotel, they come and search your things when you leave. They always do, especially casinos. Then they come back in when they clean it and they do it. And if you don't clean it, if you don't put the sign up for a day, they'll still come in. That's protocol. They violated their default protocol. Where's all the surveillance footage? Where is all the footage? Well, it turns out we have moles inside the hotel thanks to Laura Loomer and other folks working their Twitter contacts. We're working our Twitter contacts at Real Alex Jones and, of course, at Prison Planet with Paul Watson. So you got the sheriff saying we're looking at him being radicalized. That's because they've got the evidence. And the sheriff shakes when he says it because he's so freaked out by the magnitude. They're being told don't give out more details because of an investigation by the feds. But that's mid-level feds blocking who really did it because they're deep state plants of Obama, Clinton, and the globalist. And that's admitted that they're rebelling against the president and against American people's attempt to take the country back. So imagine if it comes out this guy was Antifa slash Islamically funded, which the evidence now is massively pointing to. I'll get to that in a moment. Imagine what's going to happen if all of that unfolds. Imagine what they're going to do. So right now, they want to set the narrative, even though it's blown up in their face. that it's a white guy and white guys are evil and gun owners are evil. And so the victims are to blame. That's what they're saying. CBS executives, top Democrats, Hollywood stars, they're all putting that narrative out. We've got to take your guns. We've got to take your guns. When this is the reason why we need the guns to protect ourselves. So we have Colonel Schaefer coming out saying it looks like an Antifa Democrat operation. We've got the top psychiatrist saying it. We've got the sheriff saying it looks like radicalization because they know, but they're in the middle of an investigation and don't want accomplices to obviously know what they've got. But you've got to put this out now because it's politically being used to try to wound the country massively. But if you look at Drudge Report, remember, who told you all this on Monday? Who told you Sunday night before it happened it was coming? Who told you last Friday with precision it was coming? Who told you to look for the radicalization? And who told you on Monday morning from the HRT? Yeah, folks, that's the kind of sources we've got. HRT on the ground that the place was full of Antifa crud, as well as Islamist connections. And then it came out 6 hours later that indeed she'd gone to the Philippines and indeed she'd gone to the Middle East and indeed there was money being wired around everywhere else. And now it's all coming out. We'll be right back. Oh, and there was room service for two, a lot more. And he was on prescription drugs like we told you he would.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
JD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Massacres in world history take place, but remember, a earthquake in somewhere like Pakistan can kill 15,000 people. A tsunami in the Pacific Ocean can kill 50,000 people. But then we just see the report and we move on a week later. With this event and this attack, the leftists, the globalists, the social engineers are going to use those dear lives of those poor people who were snuffed out to try to wound what's left of our republic and complete our journey into disarmament. And that's why we can't let this tragedy be used to destroy the country. You see the late night talk show host posing as news reporters, the Colberts, the Kimmels, all of them, radicalize the alt-left. Then the alt-left goes out and kills you. Then their answer is gun control, and they try to disarm you. It's really that simple. But if you just joined us, we're going to go through in the next segment all the eyewitness reports and more, and we're going to have clips of the experts going through what the best minds have put together on this, and that's that you had a bunch of people helping the shooter, if he was indeed the shooter, that he was not acting alone, that much we know. We have hotel receipts now that have been posted to Infowars.com via Laura Loomer, the incredible investigative journalist who's in there via Twitter talking to the hotel employees. And she's getting the whole scoop on how they're SJWs, how they're anti-Trump, how they're working with the Southern Poverty Law Center, how they're doing fundraisers, how they're working with the Arab American groups. I mean, this is official. This is their main push. And how this guy was able to do whatever he wanted with 20-plus guns inside the building, 40-plus total. Explosives, we're now learning. Cameras inside the room, outside the room. Oh, and they didn't call hotel security. Every major hotel's got cameras hidden in the hallways. A lot of casinos, they've caught them with bugs in the rooms just to see what you're doing if they want to tune in and hear. That's come out. I mean, they're the most surveilled place in the world other than, say, an NSA base. They're more surveilled than an airport. And this guy waltzes in. And what do we tell you Monday morning? I'd already gotten the calls Monday morning, but then I confirmed directly with the source, with the hostage rescue team of the FBI. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't send the FBI over here to try to shake me down and give up my source, which I'm not going to do. I'm protected under the First Amendment, despite what Obama tried to pull for 8 years imprisoning people. You'll never get my source. But they know it's real. They know. They know our Secret Service sources are real. They know our information is real. That's why they hate us, because we're a danger to the globalists. We'll report what good sources give us. We've gotten great info from this particular HRT source two other times, even though I know the source through other sources to be a good person. And there's other good people in there because they're the folks that actually do the killing, that actually do the rescuing, that actually do the work. They're not the little pinhead, pencil-pushing SJWs up above them. And they said they went in there, and that guy was shooting at them, and they shot him dead. That he didn't kill himself, and that he wounded two cops. That later came out in the news. You heard it here first. He shot the cops going in first. Both of them wounded. Now the transcript tapes, you hear the shots, and they say, are those more shots fired? But the key is, they said, there was Antifa literature all over the place. So much of it was almost like it was planted. And then there was photos of trips to the Middle East, and that's all I got. And then while I was on air, I got a text confirming the information yet again. And I told you that we need to have the police talk about, was he radicalized? Because it took them 3 days after San Bernardino, and later the FBI said, we were ordered to say it was an Islamic, and we're sick of it. 2 years before, we were watching the couple. She was going to Saudi Arabia. She was going to Pakistan. They were going and getting radicalized. She wasn't even born here. She wasn't even a citizen. He was a citizen. Wasn't born here. The memory serves, and we were ordered to cover that up, and when we wouldn't, they started a criminal DOJ civil rights investigation of two federal marshals and an FBI agent. So they were watching this mosque because it was a radicalization center, and you saw what happened. The neighbors wouldn't even report the bombs and the guns because they thought it was politically incorrect to do so. Plus, they were probably scared. Major Hassan at Fort Hood, they wouldn't say it was an Islamic attack for almost 4 years. Same thing with all these other Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center attacks and the Pulse nightclub. It took them years in the case of Hassan and days and weeks in other cases. So we're not just going to sit here while he's attacking a group of Trump supporters as the left sees it. And the left celebrated this. They see country music folks as one monolithic group of white people that like Trump, even though that's not even the case. Just like they said, Houston's all white, and they hope everybody dies in mainstream news, even though it's 70% minority. That's how ignorant and racist and dumb with stereotypes the left is. And so you've got the target. That's your motive, number one. Then you got ISIS taking responsibility. They normally only take responsibility if they've done it. Even AP admits that. AP said it's rare for them to take credit for something they haven't done. And it all builds up, and it looks just like him a few months before at an Antifa women's march rally against Trump. And, man, you look at that video from the side, you're not sure. But when they have a dead-on shot of him, if it's not him, it's his twin brother. I mean, his brother doesn't look as much like him as this guy does. And his brother looks just like him, just younger. Oh, by the way, the brother said he'd never do this. He's a great guy. He's wonderful. He's worked for, you know, clandestine-type groups and stuff. Lockheed, the Skunk Works. Oh, yeah. He's got all this money. He's traveling all over the world. It's either organized crime or a spook. And ladies and gentlemen, now his brother says, oh, he did it. He acted alone. It's him. It's him. There's video of his brother. We'll play it when we come back. Oh, it's him. Of course he did it. Absolutely. His brother's done a 180 overnight. It's him. Shut it down. No more investigations. And you've got his brother, the one that's dead, wiring the money all over the place, the Philippines, you name it. This thing stinks to the heavens. We told you he'd probably be on drugs. We told you there'd be intelligence agency cutouts. We told you that they look for signs of radicalization. We told you look for other folks inside the rooms, and that it was really two rooms. All of it confirmed. How do you think we knew this? We didn't get it out of a crystal ball, folks. We have the sources.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is flow loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I want to just tell listeners and viewers something. Obviously, everybody now recognizes that InfoWars broke the fact that the police are looking at radicalization and have found evidence of that in the Vegas massacre. Also, evidence is emerging of multiple shooters, and I've talked to many military experts that are amongst some of the best in the world, and they say clearly you can hear two different types of firearms being used, sometimes simultaneously. Now, I guess you could be holding two of them at the same time, but this is serious. We also have all the telltale signs of a patsy working for Lockheed Martin, connected to the Skunk Works, traveling all over the world, millions and millions of dollars that he couldn't show for from shadowy investments, a wife or girlfriend married to two other men, connected to Islamic groups, connected to Antifa groups. This is all emerging. And that's why day one they have been attacking so incredibly viciously anyone that even dared look at any of these areas. Then he's a degenerate gambler. On meds, you look at where this ends up happening in a hardcore Democratic Party company stronghold involved giving massive amounts of money to the very suspect groups who had their hands in OKC and other events. And it goes on and on and on. And then the hostage rescue team is so upset by what they found that they felt like they had to reach out to InfoWars specifically. And then they reached back out and said, yes, you said it perfectly what we relayed to you. Thank you. So I relayed to you what people that pull the triggers for the FBI told us. Word for word. From conversations in the morning and text from other sources, I had double-check it. Now, understand, this is dangerous stuff, folks. This is real. These people are risking their lives. There's a civil war inside the government. That's why you're seeing this type of information come out. Now, they're going to hit us with the disinfo that nobody died. These were all crisis actors. They'll probably just edit that and say I said it. I did not say that. And I normally war game things and walk through scenarios, even scenarios I disagree with. I'm not going to do that here because they'll edit it and put it on the news and say that I said it didn't happen. I've been saying since Sunday night before it happened, it was going to happen in October, and that they were trying to kick off a civil war. And in the morning, because we've been so on top of this, our sources told us that it was full of Antifa literature and traveling to the Middle East. That came out later in the afternoon about the traveling to the Middle East. His live-in common-law wife, Filipino wife. So on Friday and on Sunday, I laid it out. Obviously, InfoWars is a big platform. Obviously, Drudge is the biggest, and our sources know our articles tend to get on Drudge. That's why one reason we're given the info. Where do you see it now? On Drudge. So that's how this operates, and they are really upset on both sides because the folks in the FBI, they're not even sure what really happened here. Obviously, they know the guy had massive help. And then they hear the media immediately saying that, A, he killed himself, which isn't true according to them, and, B, he had radicalization material. Now you have the sheriff coming out and saying they're having to look at that, which shows it means they found clues that make them, quote, look to see if he's a radical. When police spokespersons talk like that, they did that day three of San Bernardino. They said, we're looking at radicalization. By the next day, they were Muslims. By the day after that, we knew about them traveling to Pakistan and to Saudi Arabia, and we knew the whole story. But remember, the target is the motive. If a black church gets shot up by a white guy, you can probably bet 99% of the time he's a white supremacist. Nutbag. Scumbag. If a white church gets shot up by a black guy and he turns out to be a Muslim, you can bet he's a radical Muslim, and his Facebook said he was, and he was going to kill white people a week and a half ago. This is not rocket science. Here is the sheriff last night coming out saying they're looking to see if he was radicalized, which means they found material, so they now have to look in that direction. Here it is.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in the custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
And you see how upset he is? Because the new information I have... I'm in way over my head. And by the way, the whole planet's in over its head. With the nuclear weapons and all the craziness, I mean, I know why the sheriff right there is completely freaked out. Because to know there's groups this big and the Democratic Party and all of you people involved, that there's no end to what they'll do. I mean, they said they're going to overthrow the president and have a civil war this month. They said they're going to kill the Republicans. They've had top Democratic strategists on TV say, hashtag Republicans. When the guy went and shot Scalise, they had his friend on to say he wasn't a bad guy. He did the right thing because of politics. And Will Blitzer nodded his head. They're getting ready for war. And in full spectrum dominance, they're going to carry out the attacks. And then they're going to turn around and blame us and say our rights and our freedoms are to blame. Get it? That's 21st century warfare. You carry out the attack. And then you blame your enemy who you just killed. But here's the deal. Smart people see through it. So here's Colonel Schaefer. Then I'm going to play the top forensic psychiatrist, who, by the way, is getting all sorts of threats right now, for daring to point out, hey, CNN's at fault here. CNN's the one radicalizing, calling for violence, saying all white people are racist. And you got all these white folks that say they got to go out and show they're not bad. These guys have courage to be doing this because they're coming after everybody that stands up and points out what's really going on. Here is Colonel Schaefer last night.
I think it's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This is beyond dispute. The question becomes motive. Everybody seems to be searching for a motive. Martha, I would argue most of the clues of the motive is right in front of us.
First off,
this individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable. The shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June, Hodgkinson attack. Very similar age, they are both considered unstable, and so in many ways, after talking to both the psychological professional and some other folks in law enforcement, there's a lot of parallels there. Let's look at the target as well. It was a politically selected target. I think the target being selected, and let me say this is the perception based on available information, the perception was there's going to be a lot of pro-gun folks there, Trump supporters at this concert. So therefore, I believe the perception was by the shooter, by the individual who did this, by Paddock, that this was a legitimate target of political expression. Martha, this may be something people don't like to understand, but the very reason that Hodgkinson did what he did, and I believe Paddock did what he did, is because the left has now encouraged the use of violence as an extension and use of political speech. And this is what we have to be very careful about, the slippery slope. The idea here that somehow violence can become part of someone expressing themselves. And I think that's the real danger here. Let me set something else out there. There was no violence perpetrated against Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during the run-ups to this election. So this has become a feature of desensitization by the left. The Kathy Griffith beheading, fake beheading the president, things like this, I think, are what's pushing a lot of folks to believe now that somehow violence is an acceptable piece of their politically justified.
Schaefer is 100% on target. That's exactly what they're doing. Then they play dumb when it happens and say, we're going to take your rights after they've created the climate for this to happen. This is a planned program, and he used to run major CIA operations in the field, and he's telling you point blank what it is. We've got more straight ahead.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Well, I won't back down.
Monday through Friday.
No, I won't.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Down. We're live. A lot of other great stations. We hear the broadcast. You know, the media acts like InfoWars is dangerous and that that's a bad thing. But who are we dangerous to? We're dangerous to the globalist. And I hope the listeners and viewers don't take for granted the affiliates that bravely carry this broadcast. I hope you don't take for granted the great crew we've got, because InfoWars is a precious asset in the fight for freedom. And I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. And know this, I don't take you for granted. It's very, very humbling to be at your service, because being a service for you is a service to myself and my family, and trying to beat the absolutely kleptocratic, psychopathic globalists that are so ruthless. If you just joined us, Colonel Schaefer went on Fox News last night and said from his sources in the government, this is a leftist Democratic Party operation with mainstream media corporate media hyping the climate of kill the Republicans, kill the white people. And Michelle Obama came out and said that the government's bad because there's white people and there's men. That's a quote that's coming up. You see Trudeau saying after another Islamic attack Sunday, he said, white supremacism is the problem. We apologize for it. So when a black guy kills white people or runs them over, you just say that as cognitive dissonance, and you keep pushing. And then when your target gets shot up and 500 people get shot and 59 get killed, you turn around and say, see, white people, turn your gun in. Oh, and when people don't take their vaccines, you have the head of the Texas vaccine program out of Baylor say, we've got to get rid of the white people. Let's kill them. See, this all sounds insane, but they all said that. The deputy head of CBS said, these are a bunch of white Republicans. They deserve it. She's a white woman. They've gotten so radicalized with their own propaganda that they're believing all this stuff. And then when their folks go out and kill, they cover it up and they blame it on the victims. And you see Democrats all over the place. I've got a stack of news of Democrats celebrating the dead simultaneously. Oh, we love them so much. Oh, but they deserve it. They're a bunch of Republican right-wing scum that like country music, flyover country. Oh, but remember them and turn your guns in. But you're the ones that want guns, so you deserve it. That's what they're saying. And they think you're stupid. But the truth is, you've broken with them. You're awake to what they're doing. And so they now have weaponized all the media and the NFL and the late night shows. And that's not working either. So now they've got to wind up one of their toys to go out and shoot hundreds of people to try to then project it on us and say, see, we should be running things. We know you did it, scum. Bare minimum, by hyping the whole thing, you're to blame. And Colonel Schaefer says you're to blame. And the top psychiatrist that works for the federal government's come out and says you're to blame. And other experts are coming out and saying you're to blame. And clearly look at the target, look at the guy. And it's all going to come out him there and wearing his little pink hat and being part of the Women's March group and sorcerer and all of it's coming out. We know just exactly what went on now, don't we? We now have it all figured out, don't we? And so you better try as hard as you can to keep it covered up. Just like Hillary hacking the election. She stole 5 states, tried to steal 6 others, got caught, had 5+ million illegals vote, not 3 million, like Trump said. It's all come out. Harvard studies. They turn around and say the Russians tried to hack it. Well, of course, every foreign government out there tries to influence our elections. We do theirs, too. But they weren't anything compared to all of Hollywood and all the big media and all the big telecoms and Google and Facebook and the big Internet companies and the big universities and all the money and all the newspapers and the foreign governments and the Saudi Arabians and the EU and the Vatican all saying, you can't make America great again. You'll never rebuild. You'll never have 3% growth rate again. We're going to get your guns. We're going to ban your speech. Your kids belong to us. Remember MSNBC? Well, guess what? It ain't as easy as you thought it'd be, dirt bags. And now you're telling everybody you're going to start killing people. And you got CIA deputy directors on TV saying we're going to kill the president as a threat to the president, as if he doesn't know what you're doing, as if you think he's going to roll over. He's not rolling over. I'm not rolling over. And all you've done is summon the whirlwind, scum. That's all you've done is wake up America. Good luck now. Grendel thought he was coming to eat Beowulf. But Grendel went home with his mommy with his right arm torn out of the socket, bleeding to death politically. You think you're hunting us? Get ready. We're going to destroy you politically, and we're going to hold our fire. But you watch, they're going to false flag even bigger now. They're going for total broke to break your will. And if they do that, then they're going to put 50 million people in forced labor camps. That's mainstream news. And they can't wait to give every one of these little communists time with your wife and kids in some dungeon. Because that's what they want. I'm not kidding. They're coming. You wanted to see the fight for America? You're living it. 2017, baby. This is it. Toe-to-toe combat with the globalist politically. And every front they launch about Puerto Rico or you name it, Trump is there to block them. It's an amazing time to be alive. Forensic psychiatrists suggest gunmen may have deliberately targeted conservatives, says CNN actually contributed to the mass shooting. Hell, I've seen CNN having guests on that were friends with the Scalise shooter saying he was not a bad guy and was a good guy. They celebrated it. You can pull the article up. As the motive behind Sunday night's massacre in Las Vegas remains unclear, forensic psychiatrist Dr. Michael Wellner suggested the gunman, Stephen Paddock, may have deliberately targeted conservatives and that CNN was partly to blame. Well, it's beyond that. Paul Watson's being safe here. He walks through the motive, the history. Here it is. This is powerful. This is important.
55 minutes now after the hour. Investigators now trying to figure out why a gunman opened fire with 23 firearms in his hotel and 19 back at his house, killing at least 59 people and injuring hundreds more. According to his brother, there was no clues he would commit such a horrific attack.
There were clues.
No religious affiliation. No political affiliation.
Now his brother says he totally did it, 100%. A 180 now that somebody's talked to him, because we need to shut this down. Now, 180 in just 2 days. But again, no, there was affiliations. We know. Antifa and other material inside. Continue.
You should know. He just hung out or shocked, horrified.
Hit pause.
Complete.
I wanted to be nice on Monday, but even the crew said this guy looks like he's completely full of BS. I mean, if your child, you caught him with cookie stuff all over their face and a cookie in their hand, they said, oh, I wasn't eating the cookies, Dad. I mean, this guy, and he's totally 180, but I was nice on Monday and didn't say this guy sounded like he was full of baloney. But back it up 5 seconds. Let's finish up with this guy. Here is the reported shooter's brother, Eric Paddock. Here it is.
Hung out or shocked, horrified, completely dumbfounded about this.
So what goes on in the mind of a shooter like this as they shoot at innocent people? Here now to discuss this is Dr. Michael Wellner. He's a top forensic psychiatrist who has personally examined a number of mass killers. Doctor, thank you for being with
us.
Good
morning.
What happened? What's going on here?
Well, if you want to understand the killer, the most important place to start is with the victims. And what we can immediately see is that he had no relationship to the killers. A workplace mass shooter knows his victims.
And they want to see the victim.
And they want to destroy, annihilate the workplace.
San Bernardino.
That's another key point. The family mass shooter knows the family, wants to annihilate the family. The criminal enterprise wants to kill the gang. So it's a stranger mass homicide. And a stranger mass homicide happens for one of two reasons. Either a person acting for a cause, or a person acting because he wants to transcend notoriety and kill as many people as possible, like a James Holmes. However,
James Holmes, who was the,
Aurora shooter.
And you worked on that case.
Yes. Here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake, and nothing more, is a young man's crime. And this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness, no major decline, someone who's intact. I think if we want to understand what's behind the crime, we should look at James Hodgkinson, the shooter of Congressman Scalise, because that crime itself was intended to be a spectacle and of much bigger scope. Imagine this. What he intended to do, Hodgkinson, was not only kill all of those lawmakers,
Republicans,
but in doing so, he would have had to have special elections to replace all of them, and if it weren't for the security people who intercepted him, you had all kinds of congressmen and lawmakers in a dugout, defenseless, who would have been mowed down. My point is, a spectacle is either designed to cause some derivative impact or to instigate some cause discussion.
So that's right, a special election. And even mainstream news now admits this appears to be a destabilization campaign of the U.S. to bring in martial law. Folks, we must face the attack we're under if we're going to beat it. Yes, it's radical to say that because reality's radical. This is happening. This is the battle for America. You're living 1776, part two, right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.